Good morning, Rose. This is Marco, Certified Caregiver Pet Specialist. Could I have the pleasure of speaking with you today?
Hi, it's Ramon with the M1. I've got a client on the line that I transferred over to you guys a couple of weeks ago. He keeps calling me like nonstop, wanting me to transfer him to you guys. So I got Nick on the phone. Is there any way that y'all can give him your contact information?
Yes, sir. No problem. I can actually go ahead and do that for him.
Awesome. Perfect. Here is Nick. Thank you so much.
No problem. You have a good one. Hey, good afternoon, Nick. This is Marco Zero. I'm a certified caregiver pet specialist here at the Credit Pros. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Oscar.
Oscar actually, he's on vacation right now, man. He actually sits right beside me. He's my friend, but yeah, he's on vacation. But I can help you. Tell me, did Oscar already mention everything that you're going to be getting with us?
Yeah, he did.
Okay, now, Oscar also mentioned you, which are the special discount what we have to offer for you in case you don't, if in case that you would like to start off with a full enrollment fee.
Yeah.
Okay. And what will be easier for you to start off? 12.95.
Like 12 something. Yeah.
Sí, los 12.95, con eso puedes accesar inmediatamente a los beneficios. Solo estaría pues el commitment de que tendrías que pagar el pago inicial de los $149 en 2 semanas. Por ejemplo, si inicias hoy con los 12.95, hoy es 28 de abril. En 2 semanas sería el 12 de mayo. Ahí es cuando los $149 estarían tratando de cargar. ¿Está bien?
Ajá. Sí, está bien. Pero, hey.
Uh-huh. Okay, sí, dime. So, ¿tienes alguna pregunta?
Me estaba diciendo de que, okay. No, he's gonna, he was telling me that.
Ajá. Uh-huh.
That he, por una presta. How does that work, homie?
So I'm going to explain you every benefit you're going to be receiving with us. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Now,
go ahead, sir.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
All right. So I was under the impression that you guys were going to, from Oscar, I was under the impression that you guys would take care of the put it all together in one payment.
Yeah. So you're trying to consolidate your debts into one solid loan, right?
And then he was going to get the loan a little extra so that way I'd have it in my pocket.
So you can actually apply for anywhere from $1,000 to $100,000 based on your credit score. So, for example, if you're looking for a loan from around $5K, for example, right? If you're looking for $5K, I would recommend you to apply for at least $10K so you can actually get that option through the Loan Wizard tool that we're going to be providing to you. Make sense?
Okay. I don't got good credit, man.
No. I understand that you don't have good credit. That's why we're going to be helping you get that good credit as well as going to be giving you options for your current credit state of credit. Make sense?
Yes.
O sea, nosotros lo que vamos a hacer es nosotros vamos a dar las opciones que tienes actuales para tu estado de crédito. Y no te preocupes, nosotros siempre vamos a estar trabajando con tu crédito para que tú siempre tengas mejores opciones y también mejores tasas de interés. También te vamos a dar acceso a una línea de crédito, no sé si te mencionó Oscar, de hasta $5,000 con nationalcreditdirect.com para que tú puedas pues prácticamente comprar objetos para ayudarte a mejorar tu reporte de crédito. De esa manera tú siempre vas a tener mejores opciones de préstamos y con mejores tasas de interés también. ¿Me explico bien?
Sí.
Eso es lo que vamos a hacer por ti, ¿ok?
Ok.
Ahora, puedes usar una prepaid card, Cash App, Visa, Mastercard o Discovery para los $12.95. ¿Cuál tienes?
Es una credit.
Ok. Cuando estés listo, provéeme con el número, la tarjeta para poder activar tu cuenta. Y necesito que estés aquí en la línea conmigo para poderte ayudar a configurar tu cuenta también.
Ok.
Me avisas ya que estás listo, ¿ok?
It's gonna be 4217.
8350-5798-4205. Expiration date? 726. And security code?
123.
And I'm going to read your credit card disclosure. We need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of $12.95 to be charged today. Standard procedure, the data card resulting in a decline will be subject to reattempt for enrollment. We will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available, meaning that if the money is not there, the payment doesn't process. Once the payment is accepted, the second fee of $149 will be attempted to be charged in 2 weeks' time. That'll be on the 12th of May. Then your next monthly fee will be on the 12th of June. Do you have any questions for our process your payment?
No.
All right, give me 1 second. Let me activate your account. Stay with me on the line so I can configure your account with me, okay? All right, congratulations, sir. I have successfully processed your enrollment fee. I'm going to help you activate your account right now. I need you to do me a favor. Open up your email as well. Check your text messages, Nick. You're going to be receiving 2 emails from the Credit Pros. The first email is going to be saying, welcome to the Credit Pros. This is your welcome URL. Please log in here as soon as possible. That is the one that I need you to open up for me. The second email is going to be for you to download our application on your phone, either through iOS or through Android. You can do that later if you want to.
Okay, so
you should be saying welcome to the Credit Pros. This is your welcome URL. Debería decir bienvenido de Credit Pros en inglés, obviamente, ¿no?
Sí, pero no.
Verás, déjame confirmar que tengo la información correcta para ti. Tengo tu número de teléfono 661-401-1263 y el correo electrónico que me aparece es nickzavala6964@icloud.com. ¿Es correcto?
Sí. Ya le agarró el mensaje.
¿Ya te agarró?
No lo agarró.
No te preocupes, ya te lo reenvié también. Pero igual en los dos es la misma. Ya sea en el email o en los text messages, es el mismo. Lo puedes utilizar en cualquiera de los dos, sin ningún problema. Ahora, una vez que tú abras el email que te dije de Welcome to the Credit Pros, es your welcome URL, vas a ver un link ahí que es HTTPS, un blue link. Lo vas a abrir, eso te va a llevar a lo que es el User Agreement, which is simply an agreement of service. You are welcome to review it all. It's pretty much the regulations for your state and the details for the package. And as you go through it, you're going to be scrolling down on that webpage. You're going to be reading something along the lines right at the bottom. I'm hereby agreeing the terms of services. There's going to be your name and signature, Nick Zavala. And there is going to be it's going to be a little circle where you can click on and the next step bottom as well. Let me know if you see that, okay?
Okay, so it says, welcome to the Credit Pros, your login URL, and click on that?
Yes, click on that link, yes. Click on the link, in the HTTPS link. Eso va a ser el user agreement, which is simply the agreement of service. Son los términos del servicio, prácticamente. Si tienes alguna pregunta o alguna duda acerca de del texto que vas a ver ahí, me puedes preguntar cualquier cosa. Estoy aquí para clarificar todo para ti y hacer las cosas más fáciles también. No te preocupes.
Okay, then at the bottom it says, I hereby cancel this transaction.
No, it's right after that one. Right after that one, you should be reading, I'm hereby agreeing the terms of services. Should be below that cancellation terms.
Mm-hmm. No, that's Do you see it? It says notice of cancellation.
Okay.
One, and then the one before that.
Try to look for something that says, I'm hereby agreeing the terms of services. There's going to be your name and signature. If it's not below it, it might be above it. But it should be right on there, too.
Okay.
It should say, I'm hereby agreeing the terms of services. There's going to be your name, Nick Zavala, your signature. And you should be seeing a little circle, too.
No, it says Jason Client name at 12:39 p.m.
Uh-huh. On the cancellation terms, what does it tell you after that one? After the cancellation terms?
It says, I hereby, after the cancellation terms, notice of cancellation, only
no, no, no.
And
you were going to say, so I hereby, what does it says?
No, that's not, it doesn't say that. It says there's two, maybe on the next page, or I don't know.
Yeah, it's on the next thing. It's right after that one, on the next thing. Do you see it?
No, hold on.
It should be allowing you to move forward, so you can actually get that.
The terms of agreement.
Terms of agreement. Okay. Does it says? I'm hereby agreement? I hereby agree.
Let's see. It doesn't have nowhere to sign for me. That's the thing.
No, it's not. You're not gonna be signing nothing. You just have to click on the a little circle. The circle should be like on blank. No?
Yeah, no, there's no.
All right, let's go. Okay, vamos a hacer esto otra vez. Mira, vas a cerrar la página, vas a volver a abrir la página esa que dice la que dice el email que te mandé, que el mensaje que dice Welcome to the Credit Pros HTTPS el link. Lo vas a abrir otra vez. Cuando lo abras, vas a ver lo que es las regulaciones del estado y todo, y vas a estar dándole scroll down ahí mismo. Ahí en donde está la parte de los términos de cancelación, ahí debería de decirte la parte del agreement también.
Okay.
¿Sí te aparece?
Aquí está.
Ah, qué bueno. Esa. Ahí está, perfecto. Sí, sí te aparece. Ahí está. Ahora, una vez que ya tú cliques en el pequeño circulito ahí, vas a darle next step. Ahora, ya que le diste next step... Sí, te va a poder toda tu información personal. Por favor, cerciórate de que haya entrado de manera correcta la información. Si hay algún error o algún pequeño detalle, tú lo puedes modificar ahí mismo. Luego te va a pedir, he's going to be asking you to select your password for the client portal. Now, I need you to do me the favor, Nick. Your password should be at least 8 characters with one capital letter, one special character, one lowercase, and one number at least. Let me know once you have created it, okay?
Okay.
No me digas qué es, nomás dime cuando ya la hayas creado.
Okay. I'm at the number 3 next step.
Yes, sir. Ahora vas a ver lo que es la dirección. Tu dirección, vas a corroborar de que también fue entregada de manera correcta, si no la puedes modificar ahí mismo, y una vez más vas a cliquear en next step, en siguiente paso. Una vez que tú cliques en siguiente paso, ahora te va a mostrar lo que es tu score crediticio con TransUnion, Experian en Equifax, y te va a preguntar cuáles son los elementos negativos que tú quieres que nosotros eliminemos de tu reporte crediticio. Vas a ver que todos los elementos negativos tienen un pequeño cuadrito alrededor de ellos, perdón, al lado de ellos, y un pequeño un checkmark blue, ¿verdad?
Ya. Yeah.
Ok, tú vas a ver que todos los elementos negativos que están seleccionados con esa marca azul son los elementos negativos que nosotros vamos a disputar y eliminar. Así que cerciórate de que todo lo que quieras eliminar esté seleccionado con la marquita azul. Y una vez que estés listo, vas a presionar el botón que dice OK, got it. You should be receiving a message that says, well done, welcome to the Credit Pros, we'll build you your dashboard. Let me know.
I'm gonna leave all these.
Déjalos todos seleccionados para que nosotros podamos eliminar todos los elementos negativos. De igual manera, si alguno de ellos está como válido, no te preocupes, ya nosotros estaremos tomando una diferente estrategia de cómo eliminarlo. Pero no te preocupes. Ahora, ya dime cuando ya cliques en lo que es el botoncito que dice OK, got it.
OK, got it.
All right. All right. Congratulations once again on joining the Credit Pros. We're excited to get you on this journey for a healthy credit score. I'm going to be introducing you, Nick, to ACE, which is our auto credit advisors, nuestra inteligencia artificial. It's going to be verifying that I entered all of your information correctly. It will take only 2 minutes of your time. It is very important you listen to the entire message for your account to be fully set up. I want you to stay on the line and don't hang up for the transfer, okay?
Okay.
Welcome to your credit post once again, sir. It was my pleasure.